Hi, my name is Kim Knight, founder of the Knight Method of Transformation. And in this video, I want to focus on autoimmune disease. Now, autoimmune disease is a huge issue for many, many people. And there are at least, and probably now more than 100 different classified autoimmune diseases. And these diseases include things like thyroid problems, Hashimoto's, Crohn's disease, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, blood issues, gut issues. The number and the names are long. Now, in America, the National Institute of Health estimate that over 23 million Americans are experiencing autoimmune disease. And in fact, the Autoimmune Disease Association say that that is actually a low estimate, and that actually at least 50 million Americans are experiencing autoimmune disease. Autoimmune disease is the number one most requested health topic by callers to the National Women's Health Information Center. And nearly $600 million is spent on research compared to $6 billion on cancer. So it is a huge issue. It tends to be that more women than men are affected by autoimmune disease, but having said that, still some men do experience autoimmune disease, and roughly the percentage is 75% women, 25% men. So let's look at some tips and look at some understanding, some deeper understanding of what is going on when people are experiencing autoimmune disease. Now, as we know, at a physiological level, the body is attacking itself. It's like we have become the enemy. But if we look at the deeper reasons for this, we're going to find that there are deeper emotional, stress-related, trauma-related reasons for this. Because essentially, there is a part of us that does not feel safe. And the body is responding to this feeling of lack of emotional and maybe even physical safety. And it responds by attacking itself. You may have heard of the term disease is a state of dis-ease. In other words, disease is when the body is literally in a state of unease. And according to Harvard University research, at least 80% of all illness is stress-related. In my clinic, I found that it's really 100%. So stress plays a major causative factor in the creation of dis-ease. Now, a really important and useful piece of information to know is what is called a udin. Now, a udin is an unexpected, dramatic, isolating, no strategy shock event. Now, in a human life, we can experience a number of these shock events, and some people will have relatively few, and unfortunately, some people will have many of these events. But when we have a traumatic event, it could be a physical trauma, which also brings with it emotional trauma, or it could be just a straight emotional trauma. In the moment that we experience the shock event, some emotions are generated inside the body, and one of the main emotions will actually be fear. And that is our natural biological response to a threat to our life. Because when we have a traumatic event happen to us, as I said, it could be physical, like a car accident, for example, or an injury, or it could be somebody saying something really mean to us or being really abusive, either physically or mentally or emotionally. But when we have these traumatic, unexpected, dramatic events, which are quite shocking to us in that moment, the emotions that are generated inside the body literally get frozen inside the cells. And they get trapped there and they get stored there by the body until we can deal with them. And this is a natural response of the body. This is exactly what it is meant to do. And at some point in our life, we will have to deal with those emotional conflicts. But a lot of people don't realize this, and they grow up with one after the other, just a continual stream of traumatic events, and then they just bury those emotions. But the body remembers everything. And after a point in time where the body has just stored so much stress and trauma, it starts to create physical symptoms because it's just breaking down its ability to maintain its integrity. And so this is when people start to get chronic symptoms such as fibromyalgia, irritable bowel, Crohn's disease, thyroid issues, etc., etc. And when we look deeper and we drill back into the past, we will always be able to find most of these events. And even if we don't know what they are consciously, we can still clear the trauma from the body because there are many ways of clearing trauma energetically and emotionally. So if we're experiencing chronic autoimmune disease, in my experience, from my observation, it's because there's a lot of stress held in the body, there's a lot of unresolved trauma, unhealed trauma, a lot of stored emotions, and this is what we need to clear. Now, what I've also found is that these traumas in general, they tend to be experienced in the first 7 years of life, or maybe the first 7 to 10 years of life. And at that time, we don't have the intellect or maybe or even the ability to deal with these traumas, and so they just get stored. And with every client that I've worked with, when we track back to the absolute root cause of their chronic long-term health condition, I always find that there are events which happen in these first 7 years. And actually, even when we're in the womb, whatever happens to a mother as we're in the womb will also affect us. So this is where we have to go back to clear these issues. And one last thing to leave you with is that symptoms are not a mistake. If we have a chronic health issue, it is not a mistake because the body is far too intelligent to make mistakes. Symptoms are there to get our attention. They are meant to be there because if they weren't there, we wouldn't know that anything was amiss inside our body. We wouldn't know that our body wasn't functioning well on a physical level. And we would also keep oblivious to the fact that we weren't feeling great emotionally or mentally either. So symptoms are a good thing. They are there to protect us. They are there to bring our attention to the fact that there are issues which need dealing with in our life. So symptoms are not a mistake. So I hope that's a useful piece of information, and I look forward to seeing you in the next video.